Good afternoon, everyone. I want to start by sharing a little about myself. I am the oldest of three. I have a 33-year-old brother and a baby sister. Well, not so baby. She's actually 17. I'm blessed to have married an amazing man, Giovanni. His perseverance has given me the strength to overcome some pretty tough moments in our lives. Thanks. I truly believe St. Bede's has also taken a big role in our accomplishments together. Another reason may be that we come from the same background. We both come from a Mexican immigrant family from a small village called Tlacuitlapa. It's a village in Guerrero. Back when our parents were small, this village did not have any electricity or water system, which means no toilet or showers either. So you can imagine the poverty the families lived in. My dad only attended elementary school and my mom middle school. Everyone had to work at a very young age just to have something to eat or to put aside in case of a medical emergency. My dad came to the United States at the age of 14 in search for a better life. He came here chasing an opportunity for progression. Upon arriving here, very young and with little education, he started working in construction. Since then, 30 plus years, he has taken care of his family. He had to and continues to work through extreme hot summers and harsh cold winters. First, to help provide for my grandparents, and later for us. He worked long hours. There is no time to learn the language, and with little education he had, it made it more difficult. With the help of my mom, his only goal was to make sure he had food and roof over our heads. Now, years later, he has come a long way. I can say he has achieved his American dream. And in thinking of Jesus' judgment, this is precisely what comes to mind, the immigrant families. The families that have been judged. I don't speak for all, but I want to believe that majority of immigrant communities are good people. It hurts to see families being torn apart. I can't imagine not having my dad within reach. I can only imagine the hardship of young children condemned to split from their parents. Why? Because they are being classified as criminals. No, sir. No, emperor. Jesus was not a criminal. No, president. We're not all criminals. Sometimes we're so quick to place the crown of thorns on someone's head, judging them without realizing or questioning why they have acted a certain way. Immigrants are sometimes forced to drive and work without permits. Permits that humankind have made up some way to control us. And sometimes we want to stand back while others judge. We tend to take the direction the majority follows instead of what we truly believe, just like Pilate did with Jesus. Just because it's easier or in fear of unacceptance. We are in some way being crucified in our own world. God sent his son to show the truth of mankind. What are we waiting for? Another sacrifice? No. Instead of being so quick of shouting, crucify him, crucify him. Let us focus on teaching and learning to stand up for the truth. And maybe eventually we route to the right direction. The direction to accept one another. The direction to love one another without any exception. Thank you.